Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Yesterday, I was sitting here at my big farmhouse table when all the mini goats and one rambunctious black sheep started running for shelter. A spring rain suddenly settled upon the valley and they wanted to take shelter. It was just a passing cloud. Within minutes, it seemed they were running and jumping as they made their way back out to the pasture. Funny thing about needing to take shelter, it kind of means you've got problems, am I right? Today's new verse presupposes you need to be shielded. Let me read the verse you'll memorize today. It's Psalm 91:4. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. Think about some of the problems you're facing in your life right now. Maybe relationships aren't what you'd like them to be. Maybe you're out of money. Maybe you're sick. What causes you to need the refuge of the presence of God? Thinking about that? Okay, now use your walk today to crawl under God's wings. Yeah. I can't think of many things as weak as birds' feathers, nor can I think of anything quite as cozy. I mean, we sleep with them in our pillows. The imagery here speaks to the weakest part of God being capable of providing all the shelter you need, and in the most comforting way possible. This verse has precious meaning to me. Let me tell you a story. Roxy was a white peahen who graced our farm for a number of years. A peahen, if you don't know, is the female counterpart to a peacock, and yes, there are white peacocks. Roxy was very curious. She liked to watch me write books by peering through my living room window. What a companion. Well, she went missing, and I thought I'd lost my friend. While I was mourning, I was also having a really bad day. The kind with all the bad words playing in your head, you know, you're not enough, you can't do it. And the volume was turned up loudly. I went outside to cry a bit and I prayed, Lord, I just need you to show up. I opened my eyes from the prayer, tears blurring my vision. But there, in the distance, 2 acres away, I saw something. It was white. Could it be? I marched up to the top of the field in my PJs. All the animals on the farm, though on the other side of the fence, followed me. Well, my horse got to Roxy first. When I arrived, my 1,500-pound Palomino was pressing his heavy head against her 13-pound, frail-boned body, pushing, poking. Now, Roxy was sweet, but she did not suffer the foolishness of the other barnyard critters. She was flighty near them. But on this night, she was immovable. I swatted the horse away and marveled what was happening here. And that's when I saw it. A teeny tiny beak and 2 little black eyes peering out at me from under her wing. I picked up my friend and she held on to the chick. I carried her to the barn and placed her in a safe place. It was there that not one, but 2 little chicks plopped out from under her wings. God covers us like Roxy covered her chicks. And no matter what comes against him, he will not move. If a little peahen refuses to move for a horse, how much more committed to your safety is the God of the universe? Our shelter is an immovable fortress. Nestle up in his wings today as you memorize Psalm 91:4. Just a reminder, Holy Girl Walk Volume 1, Calm Your Anxious Thoughts, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 91, is available exclusively at my websites, danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. Might help you squeeze more meaning out of every verse. Check it out at danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.